بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واعلموا أن الله يحول بين المرء وقلبه Allah Ta'ala comes between a man and his intention, between a man and his heart, in other words his intention. Sometimes there is an urge to do good, and that urge comes from Allah Ta'ala. It is a gift of Allah Ta'ala that attracts you towards Him. But then you delay in carrying out that good deed. And then shortly thereafter you see that the time has already passed. Now there's nothing but regrets. Namaz time came, for example, and you thought to yourself, I'll go earlier to the masjid. Then you feel, alright, never mind, still 5 minutes left for azan, we'll see just now, we'll go to the masjid. So you delay. In that, some work comes up. Now azan is over and the work is not yet ended. 5 minutes gone, 10 minutes, 12 minutes, 15 minutes. Then when namaz is about to stand, you say, let me make my wuzu now. By the time you went to toilet, made wuzu, and went to the masjid, you got the jamaat perhaps, but you missed one rakat, two rakats, three rakats. So you will not say that you missed out the jamaat entirely. But definitely, that merit that you were supposed to receive, you haven't received. In worldly matters, when there is anything for sale, anything going, or anything that is to be purchased, so you look for things that are at the top of the range, right? Motor car, top of the range. Dafa kurta, top of the range. You want a Swatch watch, you won't buy one for 20 rands. Though it's the same brand, you want something like 2,000 rands or even 20,000 rands, some jewel, some diamond studded inside, you want something at that price, see? Though the 20 rand thing also, kaam chalane ke liye wo bhi kaafi hai, to see time that is sufficient. But if Rawat is getting married, you won't give him a Swatch watch 20 rands. Eh? Give him. Why? So, no, you can still see time with this. Matlab usse bhi hasil ho jayega. Why don't you buy him that? Yeah. So similarly, the same argument you use there, you will use here as well. That here also you can say, no, I got my jamaat. When you're eating food, right, in order to keep the energy and all that going in your body, you need certain amount of vitamins, proteins, carbohydrate, all that, right? So all that you can get it in a capsule. So you'll eat that capsule, say, no, say kaam chal jayega ab aur khane ki kya zarurat rahi. Do you say that? Oh, you want that mince, you want that kebab, it must be prepared in a certain style with all the curries, all the achar and the lawazimat, salads and all that. And then over and above that, you want your tea and then a little bit of biscuits. Then you say, no, ab pet mein sari ho gayi. But without that also, if you've got to get in the capsule, all that what the body needed, you've got everything. Right? So there you don't say that, no. Kaam chal jayega. There you don't say it. You want everything. And there the wife just give it to you, not hot and not prepared well. See? You pull the whole roof down, isn't it? She tells you, no, but everything is there, all the contents, all the vitamins and proteins and all the nutrition you wanted, everything is contained here, you know. And nowadays the dietitians, they're talking of having things uncooked, you know, carrots must have been uncooked, potatoes half cooked, you know, so you cook it more, all that will go away. So what do you say, wife? No, you can have all that nutrition, you can have it, you just give it to me how I want it. Right? What do you say that? All that nutrition, you carry on eating all that. But you give it to me as I want it. Eh? Overcooked and three-quarter cooked with all the masalas and everything, all the works. So, يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِ Allah Ta'ala comes between a man and his intention, his heart. So that urge came in the heart to do the righteous work. Now you don't exploit it. You don't respect that message from Allah Ta'ala. It was a message. It was a guest of Allah Ta'ala. Mehman nazuk mizaj. Ba'adna bi'iltifati. Miraft. If you don't pay attention to it, it will move away. It will go away. See? See, like the hadith speaks about Sulusul Layl al-Akhir, the last portion of the night, and Allah Ta'ala descending to the Sama'i Dunya. Right? And Allah Pak announces, Ala min mustaghfirin fa'aghfira lahu. Ala min mustarziqin fa'arzuqa. So Sama'i Dunya is your roof, you know, it's your roof actually. When it's your roof, because the Quran Sharif says, جَعَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ سَقْفًا مَحْفُوظًا. It's your roof. So as though the king came right to your door and he's knocking at the door. He's calling out to you that you want anything. So you say, no, you get up at that morning, at that part of the morning. And the dream is so sweet, the sleep also is so sweet and nice, and the bed is so cozy. He said, no, what I want now is just my sleep, that's all. And then just wait. What you're saying, Allah, you couldn't hold on. Let me just finish this cozy sleep of mine, this last few couple of winks. After that, we'll carry on. So have that tasawwur, have that imagination in your mind, you know, have that picture. Now Allah Pak has come and he's knocking at the door and he's asking. He's in person, he's asking, what do you want? Right? What do you want? He came right to the Sama'i Dunya and he's asking, what do you want? You ask of me. You want rosy? Ask. You want maghfirat and forgiveness? Ask of me. I'll give it to you. So he came in person and he's asking you, and then we ignore it. We ignore him in our terms, in our money terms. A person flew in from America or flew in from London and he says, you know what, I want to make an investment in South Africa and you just help me around and you know what, you don't have to pay anything, I'll give you 50%, buy on property there on the Mshlanga, worth about 20 million rands, and the rental will be about 200,000 rands a month. Half is yours, don't worry. Just 1-2 days of work you need. 1-2 days you just help me out. Show me how to go to Mshlanga, who is the people that I need to meet, how must I close the deal, all that. And all that half of that is yours. And you tell him, oh, don't worry, man, you come afterwards, man. I am resting now. So he is not hard up of you. He is offering you 50%. He is not hard up for you. Now, you are carrying on like this. He'll just move on to someone else. So you don't want to do my work. All right, let me go to someone else. So the maghfirat of Allah Ta'ala is far greater than all these things here. وَرَحْمَةُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. But Allah Ta'ala can bless you. What He will bless you is far than what you will amass. So He's offering it to you and then you're ignoring it. أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِ. So sometimes He opens your eyes at that time and He says, ask of me. It's a famous hadith. Bilal radiyallahu's footsteps were heard in Jannat, you see. So Rasulullah asked of him, how come I heard your footsteps in Jannat? So he says, any time of the day or night, if my wazu breaks, then I make wazu and offer 2 rakat namaz. Any time of the day or night. So this urge will come, this feeling will come to do good. Now it's going to be left to the individual. What is he going to do when that urge comes, when that message of Allah Ta'ala comes? What are you going to do? Sometimes you are walking or you are traveling and there is someone asking for some help. Now the feeling comes, alright, let me give him the 10 cents, let me give him something. And then you say, no, hey, if I'm going to give all these people here, and there's so many people, 500 people, I won't manage giving everybody. So rather don't give anybody. It's ajeeb falsafa hai. If you can't help 2 people, if you can't help 500, person help 2 people also. Okay? If a crowd of people are drowning, for example, 500 people are drowning, and if you can't help the 500, mustn't you help 2 people also? You can't help 500, help the 2 people at least. How much you can manage, you help. The rest someone else will help. So these messages come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are gifts. And when these gifts come, then you must exploit it, you must hurry towards it. And when you hurry towards it, then you will find yourself progressing. Okay? This is the way to progress. The message comes, now do this. And you can see it's a right thing, it's the correct thing. There's no problem in it. At that time, if you strike it right. You strike at that time, you strike it right. After that, it may not come again. It may not come. Sometimes it comes after 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, again it will come. But now for that moment, it doesn't come again. So you see these opportunities, they come, some of these opportunities come once in a while. So you need to see when that opportunity is there, what are you going to do? How are you going to behave? These are a couple examples that I gave you, namaz, some work of sadaqah, whatever it was. But the same thing can be applied anywhere and everywhere. That's why they say, that yak an adhi sha ghafil masho. Yak an, even for a bat of an eye, even the wink of an eye, don't be unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. Just one bat of a single eye, don't be unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. Imagine just one eye batting of an eye, right? Yak'a azi sha ghafil masho. Even for 1 second, don't be ghafil, don't be unmindful of him. Okay. Mabada nigah kunad. It may be in that moment that you are unmindful of him, his mercy is just coming in, is coming in full swing. Understand? The shower of his mercy is just coming at that moment, and you are inattentive. What he says, for 1 second also, don't be unmindful of Allah. Maybe it's possible that for that moment that you were unmindful, his mercy came in full swing. And when it came in full swing, it came in a shower, and you were unattentive, what happened? You lost out. See? You lost out. The Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullahi says, when these troubles broke out in India, you know, one was in the partition, one is before the partition, a lot of people were abandoning their homes and they were running away. So one Muslim had a pure gold, they call it Havun Dasta, they call it. Havun Dasta. In Gujarati, they spoil it and say Imam Dasto. Must have heard of it. Imam Dasto, what is it? Huh? Yeah. Imam, in the Gujarati, what they say? Imam Dasto. All upside down. Not only Gujarati, even Urdu, they Imam Dasto, they say. Like they say for Amanat, they say Anamat. You heard? I anamat muki davan. All in Urdu also they say anamat, and Gujarati say I. He now say anamat mukail vache. We left it for him one side. Tamamrelo anamat. Yeah, and Gujarati also they spoil the words. In Urdu also, basically they got a whole section there. All the words and how they spoiled it. Amongst those words is Imam Dasto. So I was asking the ladies one day, what is this? Say Imam Dasto. Say, see now, see what the blessings are saying. That is not Imam Dasto, it's Havun Dasto. So that mistake is coming from a long time. And they don't want to rectify it. Yeah. And they say sometimes, I poira bo aramiche, boch aramiche. My mother poira boch aramiche. What is arami? Arami is illegitimate. You must have heard that. Huh? Oh, arami. What's that? Arami, what does it mean? What do you mean arami? Arami is illegitimate. Your own son, your own child is saying what? Understand? So this words need to be corrected, rectified. So this one Muslim person, he was fleeing away because all his troubles carrying on here, life, everything is not secure. So he was running away from home. So he got that Imam Dasto, Havun Dasto he got. So that Havun and that Dasta he got. You know, the crusher. What is the crusher? And one is the pot. So the pot in itself is a nice size pot. It's about 10 kilos. And the hammer, it's about 2 or 4 kilos. You know? So the hammer is about 4 kilos. And the pot that you're going to grind, that is another 10 kilos. So this Muslim, he wants to run away. And he can't carry this and move. Where is he going to carry all this? He wants to be as light as possible. He wants the cash. Take the cash and he can run away. Now this is mail, it was carved in gold. So I'm going to go to the jeweler. So the jeweler is bargaining with him. You can see that jeweler knows that this man is hard up. He wants to sell. And he has to sell. He got no other option. As it is, he's offering it to that jeweler for less than 1/20th the price. If it's 100,000, then less than 5,000 rand he's selling it. And the jeweler wants to squeeze him even further, you see. So no, I can't buy it. So anyway, few days later, That same Muslim came again. He says, "No, I sold that the pot I've sold, and the hammer I still need to sell." "So how much you sold the pot for?" "I sold it for 2,000. You didn't want to buy it for 5,000, and I got another buyer for 2,000. "So, but why didn't you sell it to me?" He said, "No, I came here to your shop, but you were out." So the jeweler, he had some instrument in his hand, you know, Banya jeweler. He broke his both legs. His both legs he broke. See, we don't understand this Banya and their love for wealth. They can go to any extent to acquire wealth, like how this Jew. Banya is the same family. They think alike, behave alike also. Says, he broke both his legs and he's swearing his legs that, "Why did you have to move away from here? What forced you? You could have just sat down here. You sat down here, this man could have come around, you could have bought that thing for peanuts. And you moved away and you lost out." So you see, this opportunities come, and they come once in a while, they come. And if you are attentive, you are focused, when that mercy of Allah Ta'ala is rushing, it is raining, it's pouring, you'll be focused in that direction, you're quiet, you receive it. But if you're unattentive, you're not in that direction, that it will come, it will go, and you get left out. Then it's too late. That is the cry of the kafirs. وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعْقِلُ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. They will cry. Had we only heard, had we only heard the Nabi, we only heard his message, taken it to heart, then we wouldn't have had been in problems today. So before that time comes, where that regret and that sorrow will be of no effect, before that, open your eyes. These messages of Allah Ta'ala will keep coming to you. But the real response is, you must be always mindful of Allah Ta'ala, any time of the day or night, mindful. And I explained, the easy way is, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. Turn to Allah Ta'ala with humility, with tears in your eyes. If you can't cry, then in your heart there must be tears. Allah Ta'ala, you guide me. Whether it's in namaz, out of namaz. Just today I was thinking, as the Imam Sahib was reading, every namaz we read Surah Fatiha. And in Surah Fatiha, every time you read Surah Fatiha, you're saying, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَالْضَالِّينَ. Allah Ta'ala, protect us from that path. The dhallin, from the stray path, the path on whom is your wrath, Allah Ta'ala, guard us against that path. So in effect, what you are saying, Allah Ta'ala, you know what you are saying, Allah Ta'ala? What we are saying, Allah Ta'ala, is that I can slip any time. What you are saying? I can slip away from the path at any time. So Allah Ta'ala, you look after me, take care of the path, that I don't slip away from this path. You have blessed me with your tawfiq on an amta alayhi, mun'am alayhi. On your favored servant's path, you have favored me. So Allah Ta'ala, please keep me on. Don't move me away. So until you die, you're still not safe. You know, you haven't come yet to the shore of safety. You're still in turbulent waters. You're still on the turbulent water. So you're asking غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَضَّالِّينَ right till the day you die. After you have did, then you come to the shore now. With the fazl of Allah Ta'ala, now you have come to the shore. Now you don't have to read it. But until you are alive, okay? So the easy way to get that security is أَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. Turn to Allah Ta'ala with humility, whatever problem you got. Day, night, morning, evening, with your wife and children alone, in your company, in your factory, in your workshop, madrasa, masjid, but turn to Allah Ta'ala with humility. You'll see you must win. By the grace of Allah Ta'ala, and with placing confidence and trust in Allah Ta'ala, if you have that type of heart, just that heart must be, you turn to him with humility, see, he will definitely favor you. He will look after you. But you turn to him with humility, with trust in him. Humble, being humble, lower yourself before him. Just your heart must be in that direction. And see, he will start opening up everything for you. But what is the shart? What is the precondition? Precondition is constantly, all the time, just turn to him with humility. Allah Ta'ala, I need you. I am desperate. I require your help. Musa alayhi salam, he did the same when he was fleeing away from Fir'aun. And he fled away. So the dua, one of the duas that he made, Inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. See, Allah Ta'ala, I am desperate. I am desperate for any good that you will send. I'm a foreigner, I got nothing. No house, no shelter, no food, I got nothing. So I'm desperate for any good, for food, for shelter, for some type of solace and some type of security, some type of company. You need companionship. A man needs a company. Imagine Musa alayhi salam was living in a royal environment. Fir'aun, palatial attendants, all that. He was living in that palatial environment, and suddenly now he's out of it. He's running away for his life. And whilst running away for his life, he's making this dua, Allah Ta'ala, I am desperately in need. So you see in this dua, what's the theme of this dua? Musa alayhi salam is turning to Allah Ta'ala with humility. I am desperate. I need you, Allah Ta'ala. I need every good, every favor of yours I need. So when he turned to Allah Ta'ala with humility, Allah Ta'ala favored him with three things. Gave him a house. Shuaib alayhi salam gave him a house, right? Then he gave him a job also. Inni uridu an unkihaka ihda ibnatayya hatayni ala an ta'jurani thamaniya hijaj. Gave him a house. He gave him a job. And over and above all that, like you say, the cherry on the pie, literally, came literally. Right? Allah Ta'ala gave that also. إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ. See, أَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. He turned to Allah Ta'ala. Allah gave him all three. Gave him a wife, gave him a house, and gave him a job. All three. See that? Isn't that easy? Is that difficult? Even if you wake up in the morning, wake up at night, but cry to Allah Ta'ala. Turn to Allah Ta'ala with humility. Allah Ta'ala, I'm wrong. I'm wrong, I'm weak. See, an old African or old person will come inside and cry. Rumzan, Caesar. If he turns to you with humility, he takes out his hat. Lumzani, Kunjani, Lumzani. He just takes out his hat, and a little bit of humility to you, doesn't your heart soften out for him? Does your heart soften out for him or not? Even if you don't have anything, you'll say, well, let me take some bread from the kitchen or something and give it to him. Something will give it to him. Why? Because that humility of his has softened your heart. So a hard heart also, it can soften that humility. So Allah Ta'ala, who is most Ghafoor Rahim, a little bit of humility, turn to him but with humility and see how he'll favor you. But just that humility must be not for convenience, it must be a truthful humility. Not that now I'll just score some point with Allah Ta'ala, I'll just get that, and then we'll carry on. Be humble. Be truthful and be humble, and see how Allah Ta'ala will help you out. Allah Ta'ala tawfiq.